The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
Hey,
hey, it's for horses. Nay, 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 nay.
Wait, are we doing a red thing? Oh, we're doing episode first. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
No, keep it.
Hey, yeah, hey. So we're gonna keep all of this. We're gonna do a red thing after this, you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna read something after this.
We're gonna do a book club after this.
I'm so happy. You know, I'm Lala Lemons, and my name is Catherine.
And I'm Pat.
And this is
Secret Treatment, a podcast
about boys, sex, fucking raw dog or with condom.
Yeah, fucking raw dog or condom.
Or birth control.
Or pull out method.
Or pull out fucking.
I know people say pull out method. Like, the word method is so interesting there. The methodology
of the pulling of the out.
Pull out method. I use pull out method. Like, what? This is Secret
Treatment. My boyfriend won't let us do pull out.
Don't, are you on the pill?
Not anymore.
And I will run.
I was on the pill for years.
As fast as I can. Oh, the middle of nowhere.
What were you singing that just now that was making me laugh? Is this yours or mine?
Oh, that is mine, but you have drank from it.
No, I didn't drink from it. I drink from this.
Okay. Well, you like held it right over there.
I was trying to not. I can't get into this.
Anyways,
with you.
What I sang earlier was. I'm so tired. It was.
Guess it's never.
There's like 10 years and just like this. I know you'll drink my piss.
What is the actual lyric?
How long is it in the lyric?
Summer takes me back.
It's, yeah, but.
10 years and just.
Is it 10 years and just like that?
10 years?
How many years is it and just like that?
We need someone to hack the mainframe.
We need to know how many years it is before it's just like that.
Just like this. So you can drink my piss.
I know you'll drink my piss. I'll always remember. Oh my god, this should have been. I girled out with my two high school friends. You,
Catherine, Mrs. Robinson,
Mrs. Robinson, and here's to you,
Mrs. Catherine Robinson.
My friends Catherine Robinson, Brianna Timlin.
First of all, we have to shout out how fun the Denver shows were.
They were so fun.
Like the crowds were. I was so nervous, and the crowds were actually major.
The crowds were major.
Especially shout out to the guy in the front who was yelling "She's so good" so loud towards me the whole time.
Wait, do you know what I have? What I realized in Denver, and I've taken back with me to Los Angeles, is like at the end of the day, that sweater I wore isn't good.
Which sweater?
The sweater I wore that you liked and. You were like, where'd you get it? I might get it from my boyfriend.
Wait, why don't you like that? I love it.
At the end of the day.
There's another day.
It's one of those sweaters that like you look amazing in the first time you wear it.
And then whenever
you wear it again, it's like not even close to the vibe.
I disagree, but
it makes me look like shapeless.
I thought you looked great.
That was the first time I wore it. And that was the first time I wore it.
I'm like too tired for this.
But I hung with Catherine Robbins and Bree Timlin. And we were just like reminiscing about high school, and I did remember like this one. It was like a rumor that this guy like peed on his girlfriend, and it was like, but it wasn't like dirty.
Cool.
It was like special. Well, did I talk about on the podcast my new adjective special?
I've been saying special too.
Okay.
You haven't heard of the podcast, but like, this food is special.
This food is special or anything. Like, I was like, Lacey, you're so special.
She is special.
Yeah.
But she has like, a light radiating from
Coke Zero is special.
Coke Zero is really special. This is special.
Yeah.
Whether or not you agree.
I think that's very special.
And what this is, for those at home with no access to video, for those who with no access to YouTube.com, this is called...
In countries that don't allow YouTube.com.
I made a... I'm like short-circuiting right now.
Do you use VPNs?
Sometimes.
Me too. When do you use them?
When I want to watch Love Island on schedule.
And for me, track.
Cool. And you know what else I use VPN? I wanted to send a gift to someone in Australia. And I thought...
Was it the Australian person who gave me that potion?
No.
I need to see a seer or a mystic or someone to tell me what's next.
I know who you should see.
Oh, good.
I have two people.
Oh, gosh. I'll have to choose.
Oh, gosh.
I'm on The Bachelor.
I'm sure they both have like 6 months waiting list.
I know. I have to talk to my sponsors.
I keep like booking psychics so far in advance. And then when it comes up, I'm like, actually, I don't know right now. Now, what this is Spindrift Sparkling Water and Real Squeeze. Oh, wait. That's not what it's called. Spindrift. Spindrift half tea and half lemon.
It's great.
Not lemonade. Half tea and half lemon.
It's great. What do you think about water with a little bit of lemon right when you wake up?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not going to fix anything, but it's not going to hurt.
It will give me
my sublet is so cute. I'm staying in Atwater.
I need a rug.
I can get you a million rugs.
That's one thing me and my therapist brainstormed in terms of how I could feel like things were coming back together. And one of the things we came up with was getting my rug. Once I have She actually pitched that me, you, and her sit together and look at rugs.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Once I have the rug, I will then have kind of all the infinity stones or whatever I need to then build
an apartment.
What's that
a reference to?
Marvel Universe.
Infinity stones?
Yeah. There's like, there are these, I watched it so long ago, but like there are these gems that the main bad guy needs to collect all of them to make half the people on the planet turn into dust.
I want that.
Well, he does achieve it.
Well, guess what? Gold. I would love if half people I knew turned to fucking dust. You know, I was being sort of wild. The other night I was like talking really openly about some of my enemies and I was like, maybe I shouldn't be like that.
To whom?
Just like some new friends. I was like, I don't want to be a negative person.
I've been being a little wild talking about a certain thing to a new friend.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Anyone I meet. And I'm like, if this gets around, like I will be looked at as the craziest person in Los Angeles.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
How was your New Year's Eve?
I make them swear not to tell anyone. It was fun. I went to Sudi Green's.
I miss her. We need to have her. Oh, my God. We need to have her back on the pod.
We have to have her back. She was, like, literally
earliest days of our life.
And that's when she famously said I had a small plate.
I'll never forget that. That really was true Sikh treatment lore.
She had a very low-key New Year's Eve party. It was branded as low-key, and it was low-key, which was great. Just hung for a couple hours, and then I saw Your Fight Master and Katarina Scorsone, who plays Amelia Shepherd on Grey's Anatomy.
Love.
So that was like actually huge for me. And I said I love the show.
You know, I told you I met them at a birthday thing like a year or two ago, and nicest people alive.
Yeah,
nicest
literally
ever.
Literally so nice. Me and Yura bonded over liking Celsius a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like Celsius a lot.
I love Celsius a lot. Though I'm out of woke AF. I'm out of woke AF.
What's woke AF?
Woke AF is my pre-workout.
Woke AF?
It's called a woke AF.
That sucks.
It gets you so high on pre-workout and you crush it at the G.
At the GYM.
I'm making like true friendships at my gym.
I'm so jealous of your life.
You know, I got coffee with Sam Riley, who you know, my friend from Hacks, at my birthday dinner. And you met her at the Hacks premiere.
What about your friend Sam?
Oh, I had coffee with her and I was telling her all the politics of my gym or just the social dynamics. And she said that there should be a show about my gym.
Having coffee with someone is kind of hard for me.
But what happened was we agreed to see the film, the feature-length film, Poor Things, at that like...
Did you like it? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, wait till the end of the story.
Sure. Sorry.
So...
And sorry to everyone at home.
We agreed to meet at Alcove...
You got
this. Gain coffees, and then make our way to like this theater on Vermont that like you always walk by, and you're like, is that a movie theater?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so we were like, I'm gonna use that movie theater. I'm gonna finally use it. Mm-hmm. And so we went to see it, and then as we're getting coffee,
like
Sam mentioned it's a small theater, and then we got there, and the woman was like, it was 6:40. She's like, there's no tickets left to Poor Things. And then I said,
what time was the showing?
7. And we were like, okay.
That's intense.
And then she said, if you wait around, there might be more tickets released at 7:05. And then Sam was like, what'd you say? I was like, well, she said if we wait, there might be more tickets released at 7:05. And the woman was like, it's very probably not. And I was like, okay. So then we just went back to Alcove and drank our coffees.
That's nice.
And I talked about the my social life at my gym. Mm.
I had such a good New Year's. We went to Bernie's in Greenpoint.
Bernie's. And shout out to friend of the podcast, Betsy Kenny.
Never
who
forget.
Cut her teeth at Bernie's.
She invented working at Bernie's.
Yeah, she
remember her and Dan.
Fox.
Yes.
Betsy made working at Bernie's a lifestyle.
Yeah. And now so many hot, cute, sexy people work at Bernie's.
Betsy's like that. It's aspirational. Like everything she does seems fun because of how she's doing it.
Well, she has the best vibe ever.
Yeah.
Since day dot,
yeah.
When I admired her from afar, I was like, that's the coolest, most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's so hot.
It's so funny. And then she just was like the star, and now she's being full family man. I love it. So I went to Bernie's and we had the most gorgeous dinner, cozy booth. Then there was dancing. I stood on the booth, kind of playful. Had a kind of a sexy kiss with my boyfriend at midnight.
Oh, fun.
And then, of course, it's so classic. Merrick, my
ex.
Your ex, Merrick. He was like, okay, let's go to this party in Bed-Stuy. I was like, no, I want to go home. Like,
yeah.
I was doing midnight. He's like, no, it's seriously, like, it's so fun. It's poppin'. I was like, okay.
Is he texting you from the party?
No, we're at Bernie's
together.
Bernie's. He's like, we have to go. He's like, I'm calling a car. I'm like, fine, I'll go. We walk in, nothing but love. It's 12 gay men in an apartment.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I'm like, there's not a single woman here.
Yeah. Oh, I should have been there.
Sure. I literally walked in. Fully turned around with my coat on, was like, goodbye. Like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Took a very long Uber home.
Whose party was it?
I have no idea.
Do you know my last?
Also, sorry, really quick. You know what? I tripped on in my shoes on the stair. I think they thought, I hate when someone thinks you're drunk, but you're actually just stupid and tripping.
Yeah.
Anyways, love.
You know my last interaction with Merrick? On Fire Island this summer, I had seen him like at tea or whatever, and then was walking down the boardwalk with my friend, and he was running down the boardwalk with like running down like a cartoon with like all of his clothes like in his hands and his like rolly suitcase like running down the boardwalk. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, I forgot I have a dentist appointment. And he was like running to the party to go home to a dentist appointment.
That scans.
Yeah.
Mm. I was duped into getting chrome nails.
Oh, they're cool.
Yeah, not up close.
Oh, really?
I never gotten chrome, and this woman was so sweet, and she convinced me to get chrome, but I have to say, it chipped on the first day, Pat.
It did chip on the first day.
This is not even a week in, and it's already fully, like, half off.
Wow, that sucks.
And must have paid, like, $70 for it.
I do think they look so cool. I didn't notice
them. From afar, they look sick, yeah.
And especially with the scrunchie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had a really sexy outfit on New Year's Eve.
If I was a girl right now, I'd be doing really chunky scrunchies on my wrist.
Yeah, I'm glad to be part of your community.
Yeah, but I would do chunky.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know
what you mean.
How was your Christmas? How was going home?
Delete that. No, I'm kidding. It was lovely. I played the game that we like to play. We play this board game.
How long were you home?
I was home for a good 5 days.
Too long?
I would never say that publicly.
Sure, of course.
I think it was fun in that I saw, I had so much fun with my siblings, and then I saw my two high school gal pals at, like, a truly, like, hometown, like, restaurant, you know what I mean, where we have burgers.
Oh, delicious.
And it was kind of like a continuation of, like, Denver when we saw Catherine Robbins, where it was just, like,
that
going
was so
over
fun.
The people. And,
I miss Snarfs.
Snarfs is special.
Snarfs was special. I want Snarfs right now, but I'm in LA.
I know. And then I saw my two boy high school friends and we went to dinner.
Your boy high school friends?
Well, you know how it's like when you're gay, you mostly are friends with the girls.
Yeah, of course.
But then sometimes you'll have two boys you're friends with.
Aww,
and so
are they up to now?
One of them is a chef.
Is he married?
He just got married in May, and they're expecting. And then one of them is, like, a graphic designer, creative type. And he's married, too, and has two kids. Oh. Imagine how different it is when you're a gay guy who lives in L.A. It's an indie movie. You're a gay guy who lives in L.A., and you're, like, sitting, you're eating tapas with, like, two high school friends who are talking about, like, one of them's telling the other one what to expect when he's expecting.
Yeah, I'm just, like,
but it's so much fun.
So Bill, not
it was
ready
so
for
much
that.
Fun. Yeah.
I met my friend's baby. She's so cute.
I don't want a baby, but I want something, but I don't know what it is.
Same. I don't want a baby.
But here's what I know. I don't have it.
Guess what? I want money. I want a lot of money.
What else, love?
Oh, you know what I did? I did an escape room for the first time.
Escape rooms are like, it's like no one will say this because everyone's trying to be cool. Escape rooms are so much fun.
I think a lot of people, I thought it was, it's so funny. I could see myself like starting to not engage. And I was like, Catherine, this is only going to be fun if you engage.
Yeah, it's so fun.
At the beginning, I could tell my family was laughing at me because I like, wasn't trying at all. And I was like in the corner like, oh my God. Just like that.
But then you find the key. You're like, what is this go to?
No, we had the best time. It was so crazy to watch my dad scream at Brian.
Yeah, it's
great. He was becoming. I was like, Dad.
I wish you guys did it when I was there.
And I was like, Dad, you're being evil to my boyfriend. You're embarrassing me.
Never forget when I went on a second date to a two person escape room. But
that's so crazy.
But it was cute because I had said on the first date, like, I really like escape rooms. So it was like a really cute, thoughtful thing. But then it ultimately, like, was hard to be on a second date in a two-person escape room. But
did you have fun in Colorado?
I did. I'm just like in a weird place.
I know. My family wants you to be happy.
I know they do. It's hard for me to be around people right now.
My family wants you to be happy.
What were they going to say? Oh, so here's something I didn't tell you. So I went to Matt Rogers' Christmas show to celebrate the season.
Sure.
I'm on my way out. A drunk girl in a red fur coat accosts me and grabs me in the shoulders and starts screaming at me, "You ghosted my cousin." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "You ghosted my cousin. What's going on?" And I was like,
"Who's your cousin?"
The person that I went on a second
date to. Oh, escape room?
Yeah.
Nice. So, did you ghost?
I didn't identify as ghosting.
Sure, but that a normal person might think that.
Well, we exchanged a series. He was like so lovely. I was in a weird place. I like had sent, we had exchanged a series of voice memos that I thought kind of established like I'm not in a place. But then I felt so bad because then the drunk cousin in the red fur coat was like, let's have a selfie.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I bet he doesn't want a selfie.
No,
and
then,
I'm like, literally, he literally got a picture of me 2 days before Christmas.
No,
being like,
no. What kind of red coat I need to,
it wasn't dissimilar from this coat you used to have.
Yeah, the blue one?
No, actually.
The orange one?
Was it? But like
that
red?
Short,
it was
like
kind of two-tone, yeah.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Oh, that was a really happy time in my life.
But it was all red.
That was such a happy time.
You should tell someone that they ghosted your cousin while you're wearing that furry coat.
I'm depleted.
I'm talking to a professor right now.
I'm depleted.
I'm talking to a professor over text right now. It's an acting exercise. Okay, no matter what he says, you keep saying I'm depleted. And whenever she says depleted, you're going to talk about this professor.
I'm spent and I'm old and I'm sick of carrying four suitcases.
I'm texting with a professor.
My acid reflux. It's out of this rug. What kind of rug is it?
I don't know.
Professor of what? Oh my God, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Like something really serious. Something where when he said what it was, I mean,
as opposed to the more frivolous topic.
Well, something that when he said it, like I made a joke back that was like, sounds easy breezy.
Oh, like neuroscience?
No, more like
rocket surgery. What's it called?
More like geopolitical like tensions.
Oh,
and then
there's a lot of that.
But then like we're in this place where we both were talking about how we were writing, and he's like, I write at this coffee shop. And I was like, oh, I should go there sometime. And he was like, let me know when. But
that's not going to happen.
I was like, well, you need to tell me when to come. You know what I mean?
That's also not a first date.
I know.
Do you know in person this is a grinder?
No, this is a Hinge turned to text.
Oh.
But it was actually.
So that's basically marriage.
Yeah.
Hinge turned to text.
But it actually goes deeper than that because.
Oh, go on.
I said, you look so familiar.
Uh-huh.
Do we know each other? And he said, well, this is actually a Raya conversion.
Oh, wow.
And then I said, whoa. They said it couldn't be done.
Raya
so funny.
To Hinge.
To text. Right into text.
How funny that familiar means you're like my family and you're trying to have sex. Isn't that funny?
I know.
Well, you're literally trying to marry someone so they become family and then you don't want to have sex with them. And you're like, okay.
Isn't that the struggle? That's one thing I've been looking at is like, I keep talking to people in long terms that are like, struggling with it. And I'm like, I know I would too. So I'm like, do I want a long term?
Yeah, you have to like, it's almost like a different mode. It's like, you just see them in different lights.
Yeah, you have to be kind of skilled.
That's like on New Year's Eve, I was like, I'm going to like sexy kiss him.
Yeah.
Even though it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is weird. It's one of those things where I'm like, it's what I want. And he's loved my life. But of course, I miss like some of the fun stuff.
Yeah. What do you think a professor would be writing in a coffee shop?
Sure. like a syllabus.
Really? Do you think?
Maybe he does research on the side.
He must, because it's publish or perish, you know.
Where do they say that?
It's like something they say about like the life of a professor, publish or perish. Like you'll never make tenure, you have to always be publishing. Or to keep tenure, you have to keep publishing.
I think once you get tenure, you're good, and that's the whole
point of it.
Point.
Then what does publish or perish
I want tenure
mean?
In doing podcasts.
Yeah.
We want tenure here.
Yeah.
We're
sick of publishing.
40 years of this. So he's, you're going to meet up with him?
I don't know. Then he said, what are you doing today? And I said, podcasting.
Why don't you ask him to dinner?
Because I think he should ask me to dinner. He's a professor. Why? I'm a creative.
Flip the script. I'll let him blog.
Creatives can be the ones asking. I said,
dominate him.
Let me go to her last.
How'd the messages end?
Okay, so. Okay, so actually, this is annoying because it's like half on Hinge and half on text. So I said, let me see what I said here. Someone on Hinge told me I'm full of fun factoids. I don't know that that's true. I'm going to say, are you sure? I'm going to get back and say, are you sure? Oh, did he delete me on Hinge because we moved to, oh no, here he is. Oh, he sent me a rose on Hinge.
What does that mean?
It's Hinge.
I hate being your friend who's like, oh, I don't even know what
I
that
know.
Is.
I don't fully know. I know that you could send a rose and then Hinge tells you if you send a rose, you're 2 times more likely to match.
Okay.
But like, I've sent roses by accident because the rose button's because right next to the match button. I'm dying.
You're sending roses.
So then whenever I get a rose, I'm like, who knows? And then like the worst is when you mean to like someone, but you accidentally send them a rose and then they message you and you can tell they're kind of like, okay, like,
what can I do for you? How can I help you?
I mean, no, I do like you, but I'm not giving my roses to you.
Sure.
So, he said what I was up to this week, mostly working on writing. I was like, same actually, blah, blah, blah. And he said, good, see you tomorrow, like laughy emoji. And then I was like, I've never been.
Is that the coffee shop?
He says he says it is, come every day. And I said, I literally will. He said, good, shoot me a text and let me know. I was like,
oh.
And then I was like,
I don't like that vague.
And then he said, gonna go hike, I think. And I said, well, what's your number? So he sent me my number. So he moved to text. And then
can I see him?
Yeah.
Pod, obviously.
Yeah. So then I said, hi, it's Pat from Hinge and even from Raya, kind of alluding to our history together.
You guys have been through a lot.
He said, hey, how's writing? Blah, blah. How's yours? Okay.
Are these new sneakers?
They're new ish. I think I got these in like October.
Cool.
Yeah, I only wear them, like, sometimes, because I want them to stay kind of white.
Yeah.
But now I need black ones. Anyways.
But?
He said, keep me posted this week. I'm like, posted on what? Like, if I'm going to this coffee shop? So then he said, how's it? That was yesterday at midnight. Then he said, how is it going? And it was right before we recorded. I said, I'm about to record a podcast. How are you? He said, good, just working away up.
I am being so boring. I'm sorry.
No, I'm being boring reading my text aloud to an audience.
No.
The best thing about texting with a professor is one thing you know for sure is a professor is not listening to our podcast.
I wouldn't be so sure.
A professor of geopolitical stuff?
Gay.
I meant to show
but
you.
But at
him.
The end of the day, he's a hot gay guy.
So we should be listening. It's interesting. I'll be interested to know what you think of him. I don't know if he'll be your type.
I can't wait to find out.
He's not like what I think you all think my type is.
I recently found myself attracted to someone.
If we get married.
I recently found myself attracted to someone who was so not my type.
Isn't it interesting when that happens?
It's so...
When love takes over.
When love is it. It's so shocking.
He's like that.
Oh my God. Let me see.
So like, I'm into...
Let me see
like,
if I want to bounce or not.
I'm into how that is.
Yes. Oh, he's... Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
He's very... Very cute.
Yeah, something about him is intriguing to me. But I need to see how...
This is very funny.
Yeah, he's funny for a professor of geopolitical stuff.
I don't think that's meant to be funny.
No. I think it is. That's when you have to meet someone to find out if they're like...
Yeah.
Here's what's tricky about him.
He's definitely hot.
Here's what's tricky about dating apps is like... Uh-huh. You know, you're answering these questions for these profiles that are so stupid.
Look at all the languages he speaks. That's sexy.
I know. Look at this is an amazing sentence. Look at his universities.
That's so many universities for one person.
And they're quite established universities.
Universities for one person.
Yeah. But here's the thing about like dating apps is we're all being asked to answer these questions that are so stupid that you have to kind of wink towards, wow, what a stupid thing that I'm doing this. But if you wink too hard at it, then like it's
your
like,
eye closes.
Okay, you have to at least do the assignment a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you can't be so
above it. Yeah.
That's like in life in general.
But that's why I think he was joking. And then did I show you my other crushes answers?
No, show
my
me
my small target.
Show me small target. great nickname.
Yeah, like that's so cute.
Yeah, 100p.
And like, I don't know, I think that's cute.
I think I need to have another threesome.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm craving some spice.
Maybe you need to have two men and you.
No, I'm worried I'll fall in love with one of them.
Oh, interesting. With one of them? Neither of them is Brian.
With the other one. Is what I meant to say.
Oh, no, I meant one of them being Brian. what was no, I just going to show you? Oh, it's
I want another woman.
I think this is funny. These are pictures of my ass.
Why won't you let me see pictures of your ass, babe?
I don't want you to.
That's okay. I remember when we were living in that insane loft in Denver, and I kept being so excited that you came home that I'd come out without my clothes on, like a towel in front of me, because I need to tell you something. Oh my God, I feel like I don't even know what's been happening.
I'm due for a girls rewatch.
It's so good, it's going to make you mad.
Where is this?
Because you're just like so sad that it's over.
Where the hell are my screens?
And that you didn't think of it.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm in a good mood.
I'm really happy to be here. The weather's so nice.
Yeah. Here. I did it. I went for a walk and it was something about the energy of the walk yesterday reminded me of old LA, meaning LA in 2018 when I first was coming here.
Old. I wonder why there's little white hairs all over me.
Huh.
There's no way to know.
Have you been near a white animal?
No.
Then I have no idea.
Then there's nothing to say.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, yeah, I went on my walk yesterday and it was just reminiscent of, like, remember we used to come here, we'd sleep on Amy's floor and we would walk around and it would be so exciting to be here.
I know.
I've had such a black cloud over me for, like, since I've gotten here.
Do you feel like it's lifting?
Slowly but surely. But sometimes I, like, panic that it's not lifted enough, but then I have to remember that it's more lifted than it was.
It's way more lifted than it was.
Yeah. I was watching a video of us on the podcast we did. I watched the video of it for some
reason.
Oh,
how was it?
It was good, but I think our audiences are different because, like, every comment was like, these people suck. But, like, I thought I watched it being like, we're being so funny.
Well, I thought we were being so funny when we sat down.
I was being so funny and isn't you were being funny? So funny. And then I was like, oh, let me go read the comments of people like jerking us off. Everyone's like, these people's vocal fry is annoying. It was like that kind of crowd.
Oh, what, you a, know weird what, I mean? Like, yeah, what a weird homophobic thing to say to me.
What are you doing tonight?
Sorry, I'm so disoriented because I literally like landed. Like clean, like I've done, I haven't done any, I've been so busy, but like doing what? No one knows.
I keep having things I'm supposed to do during days that I'm like, well, since I have absolutely nothing to do today, it'll be plenty of time to get these things done.
I just haven't slept in a while. I think so. I'm going to go home. Here's what's going to happen. After this, I have to go unpack, take a nap, get some groceries.
Yeah.
I'll see Amy tonight, maybe.
What are y'all doing?
I'm like sitting down.
Looking at rugs.
We can look at rugs with you if you want.
Should I come?
Yeah.
I'm theoretically...
I want to do, like, nothing tonight is my plan. What are you thinking?
I might go to a meeting, or I might go to Amy Silk at Rhodes, I guess.
You know a movie I saw that was so fucking good? What? Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, I never knew of it. I never knew of it.
You're going to love it.
I wonder if it's at that theater that, like...
I'm sure.
Doesn't have seats.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's, Is it French? Is it German? I don't know.
Oh, I could never watch a French or German movie.
No, it's like it's half in English, half like it's like a little bit in French.
Okay, cool.
The lead actress, I think, is German. Anyways, it's so fucking good. It's about a woman who's accused of murder.
No.
And what happens?
That's like that story I told.
Which?
The one about the woman in Scotland who got like.
I hope I'm not getting sick.
I want to be accused of murder.
We're supposed to go to Seattle. I have to rest up before then.
I think it'll be fun. Me, you, Grace, Joel, Sydney.
No, it's going to be amazing. I'm like, if I don't get a good night's sleep in, it's going to be over for me.
Though I noticed, like, maybe Joel and Sydney are performing on, like, Sunday, and I have a really early flight on Sunday. So I hope there's a night where everyone's there.
Yeah, I'm leaving Sunday too.
I'm leaving at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm taking a train to Portland.
Wow. Wow. Oh, wow. How long is that?
I think it's short. I think it's like 3 hours or 2.5.
Okay.
I don't know, but okay, Anatomy of the Fall was amazing. I went to see on Christmas with my family the Ferrari movie.
Oh.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Can you answer this?
Yeah.
Does that movie not come out every 3 years?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Doesn't Ferrari come out every three years?
There was a Ford versus Ferrari movie, which I haven't seen.
Right.
This movie was an embarrassment to cinema. I can't believe it is made.
Really?
Pat, I was shook to my core.
Why did y'all see that one?
Because my boyfriend has an F1 podcast.
He has to get over it, that when it comes to seeing Ferrari.
That's his whole job.
I know, but you can't. That doesn't mean you have to make a full family see Ferrari. Well, innocent family see Ferrari.
We were excited. I was excited. Adam Driver's the lead.
Oh, that's hot.
Penelope Cruz. I mean, she carried the whole movie on her back.
Adam didn't pull his weight?
Adam? He's done.
No.
I don't know.
Do you think it's gone to his head?
Yes.
I know.
We have
to talk to him.
You guys know from day one I've wanted to bounce on Mr. Adam Driver's disco stick, as Lady Gaga would say.
I borrow a phrase from Ms. Gaga.
From Ms. Gaga's disco stick.
I need to have sex with Adam Driver.
Okay, so he's so bad in this movie, it'll cure you of that.
Wow.
He's doing an Italian act. Have you guys seen it? He's doing an Italian accent.
Didn't he do the same thing in Gucci?
Yes, which I didn't see. Speaking of Ms. Gaga,
yeah.
Gucci 8th grade. I didn't see the Gucci movie, but I'd be open to seeing it. But it wasn't like Jared Leto wearing a fat suit in it.
I can't support
that kind of thing.
I have no clue. When it comes to if Jared Leto wore a fat suit in Gucci, I have no clue.
I'm like gonna fall asleep at the wheel right now.
I don't know anything. I
know less.
Every time people are talking, like, you know when I realize I truly don't know anything?
When?
Just seeing people's clips of their like year end, like I feel like every show did like a year end thing, and I would see these clips and I would be like, I don't know any of these topics.
Every show?
And I was trying to imagine what, like, kind of other show? People's podcasts.
Podcasts would do clips?
Like, no, they would post clips of like, or even people
things
like
they talked about.
Posting
ours
lists.
Would be ourselves. Our asses, our pussies, our dicks. Ourselves.
And if Jared Leto wore a fat suit,
no, I don't care if I know nothing. I'm having fun. Yeah. I'm having fun.
I guess I'm having fun.
So let me tell you about this movie. So
sometimes, as a gay person, you feel like you need to be an arbiter of pop culture.
That must be stressful.
It is, because like.
No, and guess what? Enough people are doing that. You don't have to do anything.
And I think I built my identity on it since I used to read Entertainment Weekly in high school and I didn't have any friends.
Oh, interesting.
But sometimes that's not enough to know what's going on in 2024.
You have to be so online to know what's going on.
At least I'm
on TikTok.
Yeah.
I think I like this little light.
Did you see it?
I think I like this little light.
Did you see that I posted a TikTok?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Right? What was it about?
It was like, it was my friend Sam, who's like the third lady of the podcast today, I guess.
I know, she's literally get her in the chair.
She should come on because she's so, like, doesn't care.
Now, I always forget what the word droll means.
Sam is droll.
Yes, okay.
Oh, wait, unless droll means boring.
No, I think it means funny. If only the professor of geos political science was here to tell us.
Let me text. Maybe that's how I'll break the silence by texting him. Hey, what is droll? Hey, recording.
Hey,
what does droll mean?
Hey, by the way, just wanted to keep in touch and also ask what droll meant.
That would be our lives if I was dating a professor. It's like we'd always kind of stumble on like things we didn't know.
Yeah, ask him.
Let me ask the professor.
And when it comes to me and Brian, you can ask him questions about Ferrari.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry,
Mr. Ferrari,
Mr. Enzo Ferrari. First of all, it's a really interesting story, and instead they made it so boring. Penelope Cruz, God bless her, every shot of her is heaven on earth.
You know I love her in Blow?
Never seen it.
Oh, really? It's huge when you're in college.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't watch movies in college.
I watched Blow in college.
All
it's
I did
so
was
good in college.
Listen to music.
And Blow fucking is so good in college.
I can't believe I'll never do cocaine again in my life.
Why not?
Because of my heart disease.
And I can't because of my, because of the, what is it?
The addiction?
Allergy of my, what are they called? Allergy of the body and obsession of the mind. My addiction.
Oh, I have that. About a lot. Allergy of the body, obsession of the mind. Food. Me with food. Me with so much food.
I should relapse.
No.
Something to do.
Could be something for us to work through together.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be much help.
Let me text the professor. I'm going to relapse if you don't come here today.
I'm sorry if you're listening or watching this episode and you're thinking, okay.
Wait, what?
I'm just like,
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun. Okay, wait. So then the Ferrari movie, sorry to keep talking about it. It was just so bad that I'm shocked.
Yeah.
The movie was just so bad. And it's so, it's that, that's why it was so refreshing to see Anatomy of a Fall. Because, like, oh, good movies can exist. Like, good stories can be told. A simple story told well.
Yeah.
Exquisite.
I, you know, we haven't mentioned this, but Shailene Woodley's in that movie. And I have a visceral memory of the last time I saw a movie, a promo for it was on. And I said, I thought it was, I always get her confused with Emma Thomas. Who's Hermione?
Emma
Watson. Oh,
thank you. That was great.
Emma Thomas. No, because there's Emma Thompson that I always
Emma
think
Thompson
it is.
Emma Thompson as Hermione.
Emma, what was it again? Watson. I always think Shailene is Emma Watson, who I actually love. And so
but
I said to the
Emma
person
Watson
I was with,
Bling Ring?
I said to the person I was with, I love her. And then I realized like 14 seconds later, it was Shailene Woodley. And I had to re-get the person's attention. Like, I actually don't care about her.
Actually, no.
Anyways,
yeah. And then I watched, I watched the whole new season of The Crown.
Oh,
it's so fun because you watch William meet Kate.
My mother loves that film.
It's such a good show.
I watched the entirety of season 3 of The Gilded Age. So fun.
Season 3, is it?
Did you guys finish The Leftovers?
No.
Oh, did you lose interest?
So, yeah.
It's hard to watch as a family, and I will say your family is talky during shows. But
talky doesn't begin to cover
it. It's important. And I kept wanting to be like, it is important to watch.
I'm going to watch it solo.
It's so good.
And Justin Theroux is
the hottest person.
So, I didn't ever cared about him. And then we started watching The Leftovers with my family, and I was like, this is crazy hot he is.
I told someone.
He reminds me of someone I used to have a big crush on.
I told someone how we watched it, and they told me that that person hit on them, Justin Theroux.
Hit on your friend?
Hit on our friend.
Tell me.
The answer will surprise you.
I could see that.
Yeah.
That's hot. I want him to hit on me.
I'm dying for him to hit on me.
I'm kind of horny today, even though I look ugly.
I'm almost positive he'll never hit on me.
It's so funny to be horny when, like, you don't feel sexy, but, like, it's so male, probably. It's probably how men feel.
The phrase hitting on is so interesting.
Yeah, hitting on me.
Are you hitting on me?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
He hit on me. Like, he was hitting on me.
I know, it's so in the sack.
Yeah.
It's in the sack culture.
It's kind of Saved by the Bell event.
When's the last time someone hit on you?
God, I don't know. No one ever hits on me.
I think
me.
Someone hit on me after a show.
Really?
It was a woman. I think, but not my type.
No one's been hitting on me.
I could tell she was trying, and it just, like, it's funny because it was just, like, I was short-circuiting because it was, like, it wasn't even registering as flirting because I was, like, I'm so not attracted to this type of person. No offense.
Sometimes I wonder if the small target.
Being so scared. No offense. I'm attracted to everyone. I'm sexually attracted to everyone.
Sometimes I wonder if the small target was hitting on me or if I was hitting on the small target.
Okay, with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
With that kind of thing. I'm just such a believer, and if you're feeling it, like, it's real.
I know, but as someone who's with my lived experience, I've often been feeling it when it wasn't real.
Really? But then, like, was this woman thinking I was feeling it?
You know who I'm really close with now? Really close with, and I see him at the gym and we, like, girl out, me, him and his new boyfriend. The Mormon from yesteryear.
No.
Literally love him to death and his new boyfriend.
What?
And they
even
know,
after that kiss?
And they know about the small target.
I bet they do. Small target's growing by the day. Oh my God. Isn't that funny how life goes around, comes around?
It is so funny how life comes around and goes. Well, it was actually symbolic. I'll tell you after.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll tell you after.
I'm going to see my ex-boyfriend when I'm in Seattle.
That's so interesting. Do you think it'll be a bottle up?
No, we've already had... It was so long ago that he was my ex. We've had many bottle ups since...
Yeah.
Like, it's been many years now since we've had anything romantic.
Yeah.
And also, it's funny because actually when I think about... I just am so not feeling that way about him anymore.
It was college. Is he the person who asked you not to contact him?
No. That person I haven't contacted. That person...
That's so smart.
That person haunts my dreams.
I thought that person was your college person.
I had 2 college boyfriends.
One of them wants you to contact.
One was a good person, one was a bad person. I'm seeing the bad person in Seattle.
Oh, cool.
I think he'd be comfortable. It's Terry. He's a good person.
Yeah. I'm sure he's fine with that.
I think he wasn't a bad person. He was a young, lost man, and now he's a nice person.
Would rather be a young, lost
man. And the good person who told me not to contact him, I ran into him in Prospect Park.
Oh, did you?
Remember
does that
I
count as
that?
Contacting?
And no. I was shook to my core.
When was that?
That was like 2 years ago.
I don't remember when you saw the person who asked you not to contact you 2 years ago.
How?
I just don't remember it.
It was so stressful. It was like I was shaking. We were both shaking.
Did you say hi?
Yeah, he called my name.
Well, that's not fair.
No, he asked me not to contact him like years ago.
I know.
This is years later.
Yeah.
He's married.
And so are you.
No, I'm not.
I know.
But I do feel married.
Yeah.
You know, Brian's going to move into my apartment.
I know.
I'm excited.
That I do remember.
I am getting like, I can tell he thinks like I am being a little bit, not like cold feety, but like this past week I kept being like, okay, like, scoot over on the couch. And he'd be like, oh, you're scared to be like in your space. And I was like, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because he just knows me so well that like,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm annoyed, it's just like,
yeah.
He's like, thinks it's funny. I'm like, okay. But I do think it's time for another threesome, a little tune up.
Yeah. And again, Brian's not involved. It's two other guys.
No, it's not. It's me, Brian, and a woman of my choice.
Oh, interesting. Who will you choose?
I don't know. I haven't seen anyone who struck my fancy lately.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I was talking to this guy on Grindr who is so hot, and we were talking for so long about like hooking up, and then he like did the reveal of like, can my partner join? And I'm like, I'm just not like, I'm like, can he not?
Yeah, you're like actually no.
Not to answer a question, but for the question, but can he not?
Yeah.
And then he reached back out, and I was like, hi, and he was like, we should meet up soon. I was like, yeah. And he was like, so did you want one-on-one or my partner? And I was like, well, now I don't want to like be,
yeah,
I don't want to be this other woman like being like, tell him to stay home, like,
yeah, you know, yeah, mean? Tricky.
So I think I'll just leave that where I think we'll leave it there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Do you have a crush of the week?
I'll say my twin crushes, Professor and Small Target.
Those are really good crushes.
Yeah.
What have I been into lately? Bagu. The brand Ragu.
Oh, really?
Because I've become so boring. Like, everything they say is good and helpful is like packing cubes.
So
I love packing cubes.
I don't know, because I have packing cubes and
they're real.
It didn't work out for me.
They work.
It didn't work
just
for
like
me.
A cactus.
What I found with packing cubes is like, they ended up causing more problems than they solved.
I disagree.
You think they solved more problems than they caused? Well,
oh my God.
Yeah, I couldn't do it with packing cubes. But I tried.
I had such an interesting situation I want to tell you about.
Oh, interesting. So we did our crushes of the week.
Wait, no. Bagu. Let me think. Here's what's been tickling my fancy lately.
What is Bagu? Is it Ragu, but in a bag?
It's a bag. It's a brand. Sorry. Oh, it's a bag brand.
Oh, but it has nothing to do with Ragu the
nothing
sauce.
Nothing to do with Ragu the sauce.
Okay.
Just ripped it.
They should do a collab.
Bagu Ragu collab.
Mm-hmm.
What would that look like? Kind of funny to think about. Okay, my other crush of the week is... Oh, I'm going to get really into making my hair long this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
By the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, this will come out in like March.
What's your New Year's resolution?
To meditate every day.
Wow. Have you been doing it?
Yeah.
What time?
There's no rules, but like.
How long?
I'm up to 15 minutes, but every week.
That's really long.
I want to add a minute every week until I get to like 20 or 25. And then.
You're almost there.
I don't want to get too long that it becomes. It's very me to keep trying to get it a little more, and then all of a sudden it becomes overwhelming how long it's supposed to be, and then I don't do it at all. Perfect is the enemy of good.
Sure.
And but I sometimes do it right when I wake up. It depends when I wake up. But I'm also not making myself be like, because it's also very me to be like, all right, it's my resolution to do it every day, and then miss a day and be like, well, that's fucked. So I'm like, I'll just keep track of the days I miss, and I'll try to keep that number as small as possible.
You know, I had the most amazing hangout with two of our favorite people in the world, Ruby McAllister, Sarah Squirm.
Oh.
And they, first of all, they're the most amazing women in the world. They make me so happy. Like, I feel so alive when I'm with them.
Seen.
And both of them, still alive and seen. And both of them are like, you have to meditate. It fixes everything.
It actually does. It changes your brain. Well, just, it, honestly, listen again on audio to, what I find about when things fall apart is like, it's so helpful to me. But as soon as I'm not listening to it anymore, I forget it all. So I keep listening into it, remember? But it is just like, it just trains you to be like, oh, I'm thinking. And none of these dream images that I keep producing are real. And like, why don't I return to the immediacy of my human experience for once?
Well, now I'm listening to Radical Acceptance, Tara Brach.
I want to listen to Making Your Mind an Ally.
What's that?
It's this book my sponsor recommended that, like, he doesn't know if there's an audiobook of. And I had the hard copy, but I left it on a plane.
It's this book that he doesn't know if there's an audiobook of. I've been getting really into... I listened to a really... never mind.
I miss my sponsor.
Where is he?
New York City.
So kind of faint.
Really? Well, we better do Are You Mad at Me?
I don't know why. Sorry, I'm fine, everyone. No one's worried.
I'm fine, everyone.
Everyone's like, we didn't care.
We had a moment in Colorado where you were like, I was like, oh my God, the altitude is like getting to me. And you're like, you're fine. And I was like, Catherine Cohen, you cannot say that Miss thing.
I have never heard you say my first and last name. Aww. Because I'm always kooky.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. You're fine. That is annoying.
You're fine. Like,
you know what I had a fantasy about?
What? What?
Okay, this is for you. So I was telling you, I had four suitcases, which is too many for one person to have.
Yeah.
I had four suitcases to get on the shuttle to the rental car to the whatever at the airport last night. And this is what I said yesterday. Men are over.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm canceling men.
Yeah.
No one helped me with my bags.
Yeah.
I was cartoonishly flailing.
That sucks.
The guy who was driving the bus and a man who was on it just looked at me. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And also the guy was like on AirPods with his girl. You could tell he was like on AirPods with his girlfriend. And he's like, okay, I'll call you when I get to the car. I was like, okay, I hate these kind of couples that like have to be on the phone all the time.
I know.
Get off the phone. Live your fucking life.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm having this fantasy. After that, I'm sitting and my bags are like fully like swinging up and down the bus. There's no way to contain them.
Yeah.
And I imagine the guy yelling at me in my fantasy with me going, look, relax.
Yeah.
My fantasy was saying the word relax.
Yeah.
And I was like, in the new year, I'm going to tell people to relax.
Yeah. Relax.
That's relax.
They say that's the one thing you should never say to someone.
Why?
Because it makes them not relax.
Yeah, but that's why I want to say it.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
knew that.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to tell my, it's like when you tell, it's like, the more you say I'm crazy, it makes me crazy. How about that? It's
yes.
that. Hey, buddy, relax.
Yeah. Oh, I love that lyric.
I know. Okay. So do you think... Lately, I've been thinking she's going to get married and children.
You know, it's kind of coming between me and my sister, Grace.
Why?
Well, there's just such a generational divide. So it places me firmly on Team Taylor and her firmly on Team Olivia. And it, like, literally...
They don't compare.
I know, but it's more about, like, what Taylor did, which I forgive.
I forgive. Protect your work.
Protect your work. I know. So that's my point. But Grace is really on Team Olivia.
Really? So Grace doesn't like Taylor.
I don't know that she doesn't like Taylor, but she's just on such Team Olivia that it's like, it's hard for us to enjoy a holiday together now.
Have
conversations with your ignorant family members, you guys.
It's coming between you and your family. At the Thanksgiving dinner table, don't bring it up.
Yeah, it's just hard generationally.
The election and Taylor and Olivia.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. But Olivia is just, she's so, first of all, I love her music.
I love Olivia.
But thus far, she's won no because she's so young.
I know.
Taylor contains the color. I don't have to tell you.
Taylor has lived through it all. I trust Taylor.
I don't know.
I know. You need to talk to Grace. As a big sister figure.
I need to give her a talking to. Anyways, relax, buddy. Not to you. To that guy. And meditation.
Yeah.
I'm not doing New Year's resolutions. I'm just going to keep going through my life.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I'm not trying. Enough's enough. I'm not being hard on myself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to like detach from outcome.
It's so hard to detach from outcome.
Yeah. I've just spent the last 3 years like literally gripping my career with like nails into my palms. And it's just like, okay, well, who fucking cares?
I've been trying to picture my life. This is Pema Chodron saying this. As like on a train where the track is just appearing and disappearing. And it's like you could only, and you're sitting riding backwards so you could only see where you've been.
Wait, say it again. I like this.
You're on a train
and
the track is just appearing in the moment and disappearing right after. So the only thing that exists is where you write R. And like you're sitting backwards on the train so you could see where you've been but not where you're going. Yeah.
You know
it
my dream.
Like it is like that.
It is like that. You know my dream.
What?
Is to ride on that train through the Scottish Highlands.
Oh, I don't know about that
train. The fancy one where they like you serve you dinner and you dress up. So if anyone's connected to that company, if anyone's connected to any company, I'd love to be a part of it. I don't care couldn't feel uglier right now, but I don't care.
I don't feel necessarily hot because like
I don't know. I don't think I like my hair this short on the sides at the end of the day.
I think it should be a little longer on the sides too.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with a one instead of a half.
Nice.
And then you just have to adjust.
Life's always about adjusting.
Yeah.
Never done. But a TikTok said I'm in my butterfly era.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Sounds
good. Can't hurt. I looked so beautiful on New Year's Eve.
That's good.
Didn't get enough good pictures.
I looked fine on New Year's Eve, just totally normal.
Respect.
I was thinking about New Year's Eve's past.
Thinking about the one where I puked when we were together.
Last year I was in Miami. The year before I went to Aaron's, and then that was the year I weighed myself at the end of the night, and I had gained 50 pounds. The year before that,
we've been through a lot.
The year before that, me and Angela did nothing. The year before that, it was when I think we went to your apartment briefly and I wore winged eyeliner.
I was thinking about that too.
The year before that was Ace Hotel.
Ace Hotel was the night I puked.
Yeah. The year before that, I went to Betsy's.
You know what I was thinking about too is Ace Hotel night. We went to like that one-on-one dinner date, which is so cute.
In Greenpoint.
That was fun.
But remember the waiter was weird?
Yeah, I do remember that. He wouldn't you wanted to charge your phone.
He wouldn't let me charge my phone. And then also it was like the silverware was in a jar in such a crazy way that you couldn't get it out.
I remember that. And you know who I was, Yeah.
And a girl from like an indie improv team was there.
Sure. Oh, you know what's so funny? Well, I'm glad he's okay, but at Bernie's, I turn and Jake Cornell was the next table.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, oh my God, Jake, I'm so excited. I was so excited to see him. And I was like, oh, we're going to have such a fun night. And then like an hour later, I was like, wait, where'd Jake go? And I look over, so I go over to his friends. I was like, where's Jake? And like, he didn't realize he was allergic to caviar and he had to leave.
He posted on his stories.
He texted me that he's like sick with glamour or something. I was like, that's so funny.
That's so funny. Oh my God, look at what Jorgen's Natural Glow is doing to my nails. It's jaundicing me.
I saw this.
Do you know that I have jaundice when I was a baby?
So tell me about that.
I was a baby. I don't remember it. It's like when you saw your ex that told you to contact them. I don't remember.
things that I doesn't remember. Being a baby and having jaundice. The fact that I saw my ex 2 years ago who told me not to contact them anymore.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Anyways, wait. Thank you for listening. Are you mad at me?
No, you're mad at me.
Never.
All right. Fred's gum.
Is yummy in my mouth. Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.